Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, the show where encounter leads to a life of extraordinary mission. Check us out on YouTube, on your favorite podcast app, or here on St. Gabriel Radio. Friends, whether you're joining on your drive into work or school today, or listening from home, I'm excited to share with you today's gospel, John chapter 15, verse 26 through chapter 16, verse 4. Just turn to John 15. You can't go wrong. Jesus said to his disciples, "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me. And you also testify, because you have been with me from the beginning. I have told you this so that you may not fall away. They will expel you from the synagogues. In fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think he is offering worship to God. They will do this because they have not known either the Father or me. I have told you this so that when their hour comes, you may remember that I told you." You know, in the gospel, sometimes we get some pretty sensitive language. This has got to be one of them. Jesus promises us, in fact, the hour is coming when everyone who kills you will think that he is offering worship to God. You can't get much worse than that type of a promise today. When we engage in the work of the gospel, when we engage in the work of evangelization, when we engage in relationship with Jesus, the work of transforming the world, what can we expect from ourselves? Hopefully nothing less than the same thing that Jesus expected and experienced. We have a little saying here at Damascus: if it's good enough for Jesus, it's good enough for me. Usually that's accompanied by lots of feel-good experiences and unique expressions of faith and beautiful times of worship. Today, we are reminded in the gospel that it is the cross. It's the cross that's good enough for Jesus and therefore is good enough for us as well. What a fun way to introduce our daily gospel today. Jesus starts off, though, with the secret to interpreting these words. "When the advocate comes, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify to me." The advocate will come and will testify to Jesus, to testify, to prove the validity of the words that have been spoken. Who's the advocate? The advocate is, of course, the Holy Spirit. Jesus makes us a promise that truly can't be fulfilled by any human being in his or her right mind. If you lived a life like this, you'd be signing up for a life of torture, a life of pain, a life of destitution. What does Jesus promise, though, that we will receive to enter into experiencing the impossible? It's the same thing through the entire gospel that Jesus promises us every time he asks us to do an impossible thing. Jesus alone has the capacity to ask us to do the impossible. Why? Because he provides to us in the very next breath the means by which it might be accomplished. Can we do this impossible thing? Can we live our lives in such a way that we should expect persecution? Can we live our lives, in fact, in a way where our message will be distorted and confused in such a way that those who attack us would think that they're actually standing for justice? Of course we can. Why? Because we're empowered by the Holy Spirit himself. Our strength is not in flesh and blood. Our strength is not in the bread that we eat in a day, right? That man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes forth from the mouth of God. That this Christian life, it was never possible on our own strength. You think Jesus was expecting us to succeed on our own when he said, "Be perfect like the Heavenly Father is perfect"? No, there's no shot. The only way we get there, is by relationship with the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the consoler, the advocate. Do you think Jesus was expecting us on our own strength when he ordained the priesthood or when he instituted the Eucharist? Do this in memory of me. Is it by the strength of human hands that we can see bread and wine transformed into the body and blood of Christ? No. It's by the strength of the Holy Spirit. Friends, if you don't have a relationship with the Holy Spirit, a relationship of love, where you might be empowered to live a life that can't be explained in any other way, get one. Your heart will be transformed. Seek out an opportunity to call upon him, to pray in earnest that you might receive. I'm praying for you today. God bless you in Jesus' name.